The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
When the body of Christ comes together in supernatural unity, that's when they behold Him in all His glory on His church.
Healing our land through a unified church.
He wants us to work together with the different gifts He's given us to fit together and to show the world the difference in knowing a God that will help us and love us and desires the best for us.
Well, Betty and I want to welcome you to life today. I'm James Robinson, and I'm telling you, God offers us life today. Betty, we've been 76 years. I'm soon going to hit 77, and Betty always says, you don't have to tell them I'm close behind. But I've never seen anything like what we have gone through this past 6 or 8 months, let's say 6 months intensely with the pandemic. I mean, it's just indescribable. And boy, do we need to be praying for those in leadership. And I want to say, let me say this very personally to you. I want to thank God from the bottom of my heart for everybody that's trying to help take care of us. And I want to thank all the churches for being respectful and saying, you know, we care so much about others' lives, not just about them being in the house, but really being the family of God. Thank you. Thank you for sacrifices you've all made. And we see positives, and then sometimes we get shocked and set back. But we're going to trust God. And Betty, we're going to walk through this. And I'm telling you now, I believe that if you will trust those that God has allowed to have in leadership here in the U.S., I don't know about what's going on all over the world. We know we got some countries that have basically denied God. And they don't have a trust in God at all. And that breaks my heart. But here, we still do trust in God. Now, there are people who don't. And there are people who do not believe in a biblical worldview. And you have seen the fruit of that unbelief. And you have seen the dissension, the hostility, the animosity, the destructiveness. I mean, it's just pure death and murder. It's in the heart. And only God can change that. Let's get something settled. Lawless hearts will never regard appropriately perfect law. Only God, now remember this, only God, through the power of the redemptive work of His Son Jesus, can change the lawless heart to where we have a desire to heed the law, knowing that it is a benefit and a blessing not only to us, but to everyone around us. But we have become lawless. And it began when we did not honor God as God, did not keep Him first, and begin to not only deny His word, which our founders believed. None of them were perfect. Could we get something settled today? There's not a perfect person on the planet, only one. His name is Jesus. And He's alive to live in us in resurrection power. And we're always seeking the counsel and the wisdom and the oversight, the guidance and the protection of the one perfect Jesus. But none of us are perfect. Not one person in the Bible other than Jesus. No one throughout history. So when we pray to the perfect one who says, if we lack wisdom, and we do, but if we go to the essence of wisdom, the source of wisdom, to God, He says He will freely answer and He will give us wisdom and guidance. And we've been getting a lot of it. I thank God for every agency in the government that really wants to protect people. Because their primary purpose is to protect us, not take care of us like a nanny. They're not our mother, our father, and they're not our source. Please remember that. But they can give wise oversight and protect us, and they can punish evildoers. And there are evildoers, and boy, have we seen that in clear fashion. And anytime we've got unforgiveness, or anytime we've misused or abused people, we ought to call out, yes, protest that kind of life, but call out to correct it. But don't start destroying everything because somebody had a bad idea. Listen, if you let one root of bitterness, of unforgiveness, rise up in you, therein will many, you get this, many, multitudes even millions, will be defiled, even destroyed. So let forgiveness that God offers only through Christ, He forgives us, and then we forgive others. Betty, I've been really led to Old Testament prophetic words to all of us, calling us back to God as a nation of people. One of the prophets, Ezekiel, shares an unusual story about coming on a valley that was full of dry bones. Mm-hmm. You've heard me preach this in crusades, where here are all these bones scattered, and the prophet says God can, once life. There's a representative here of all over of what was once life, but these bones are just scattered. And he asks the question, can these bones live? Son of man, this is what God is saying. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? He's asking, do you think these bones can live? Can the impossible happen? Could they come back to life? And he said, the prophet said, you know. Well, the Lord told him to prophesy over those scattered bones, those dry bones, and they came together. They came back the way they were shaped, every part, so they were skeletons. Then they were covered with sinews, muscles, and then flesh. And then he told the prophet to prophesy to these dead bodies now standing there in the flesh and speak to them, and they came alive and became an army. Now, Betty, you've been married to me for way over 50 years. You've watched me preach to people in virtually every state, many nations. And you have seen people that were scattered and broken and not effective, not even great witnesses. You've seen them come together. And you've seen entire towns, cities, counties, communities mm-hmm. really affected by the life of God in the church, right?
Absolutely.
Now, here's what I'm seeing, and I don't want you to miss this. We don't have that valley of dry bones, but boy, I've seen this so clearly. And I'm telling you, if you get this and you start praying and this happens, it's going to be beautiful. I'm seeing the body of Christ, the church, scattered like body parts. It's like there's a body part here, a person in the body there, separated, scattered in the, every now and then you'll see them come together in sort of a camp or a club or a lodge or some kind of gathering, but they're still scattered as a disconnected body because we have literally separated ourselves from any member of the body, and the members are people, individuals, who have been gifted by God to fulfill a specific purpose within the church, within the kingdom power source of Almighty God, His family, His body, the church on the earth. Fit together, every member connected rightly, supplying the other members as they have need, so that it becomes a healthy, powerful, effective body, fulfilling the kingdom purpose of the one head, Christ. And the body comes together in supernatural harmony. And as I've said over and over, I can't say it too often, God is able to get His loving arms around the world. He gave His Son, Jesus, on the cross to redeem. And that's what you've helped us at Life Outreach do for years, get God's arms around people that thought no one would ever notice, the least of these, the most overlooked on the planet. And God got His arms around them. And miracles have happened all over the world. Here's what I'm beginning to see right now that has blessed me. This studio has been filled with church leaders. Let me tell you what I've been doing with my time while we don't have an opportunity to, say, bring big crowds here to close, and that, I believe, is rapidly changing and things are going to get back to normal. But here's the thing. I've been speaking to leaders on the phone, in conferences and conference calls, in various settings, and in small groups, and then going to meet with them. National leaders, business leaders, church leaders, and everyone with ears to hear. And it's nonstop. Would you agree? It's nonstop. Sometimes I know it's exhausting you because I'm always on the phone, even if it's she has to keep things quiet a little bit, even keep our little dog, our little beautiful little dachshund Heidi from barking, doing everything so I can talk to leaders. Here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing church leaders that were taught to take care of their little circle, their little tribe, suddenly realize that God's only building one kingdom. He's doing it with His body, the church. And we have separated too often over a disagreement. And even a lot of times, those who believe the Bible can be some of the most unkind, destructive people because they believe what I see is right. Ravi Zacharias, the most powerful thing he said to me while his voice was still strong enough before he died, he said, James, and he was talking about the desperate need in the nation and the world for the truth of God to set us free and for the church to be the witness. And he said, James, if church leaders and church members, members of Christ's body, don't stop making an idol out of their point of view, even biblically, the point of view, if they don't stop making an idol out of it, we're never going to come together like the healthy family essential to see God's healing power, transforming power released. He's so right, but here's the miracle. And Betty, you've watched it, you know it's true. We are watching leaders that were taught to preach against somebody, to talk about them, to expose them, and even, sadly, oftentimes not only try to damage them, but even destroy them. It's like we amputate them. And I'm saying, God, heal your body. And it is what is in His heart. It's what Jesus prayed for. When the body comes together, when the body of Christ, standing on the Word, believing God's Word, comes together in supernatural unity, that's when they behold Him in all His glory on His church. And I'm watching that happen. Right now, we are facing, not too distant, the election of national leaders. I want to say something to you. If you keep in office or put in office those who do not believe we have absolutes and principles that are reliable, that our founders referred to as nature's law and nature's God, these people who do not believe in God or His Word or truth, or believe in the miracle of our founding, where these very diverse, blessed, brilliant, uniquely designed and divided in many ways, founders came together with a supernatural oversight that caused them to understand nature's law and nature's God. There are principles like the law of gravity you cannot deny. And you don't really break the law of gravity, you defy it and it breaks you, or you put another law of aerodynamics in effect, and to a point it can lift you above the effect of that law. If you don't understand these principles, then you are committed to destructive chaos. You will never have the harmony in life that God designed into this great creation. And He said in Romans chapter 1, I revealed myself in what I created. That's nature's law. You can see it. You can see sowing and reaping. You can see the necessity of responsibility and accountability and healthy oversight. You can consider the bees, the birds, the ants, and you learn from them the essentials of communication and harmony and working together and caring about the family. It's written in nature. And if you practice nature's principles and nature's law, you get the blessings and benefits of it. But if you don't know nature's God, you'll make an idol out of the blessings these principles bring to pass. It's like promised land living when you live by the principles of nature's law and the truths of nature's God. But if you don't know God, you will always go after idols. And once you go after idols and you turn away from God, then you're given over to every form of wickedness and dissension and division and destruction. And that's what we see. You don't even think straight. And the Bible teaches this so clearly from cover to cover. Betty, when God led His people into the promised land, it was a land of freedom and productivity and blessing. And He said, I want you to live long in the land. And so what He said is, I want you to take My word, hide it in your heart, take My commandments, live by them so that the land and the life in the land will be fruitful and plentiful, and you'll be blessed in the land, but be careful lest these blessings and benefits become an idol, and you think, look what you've done rather than what I've done for you as you follow my will and live according to my words and live a long time in the blessings in the land. Be careful lest you have an idol. Betty, you and I trained up our three children. We wanted them to play not in the street, in the traffic, not because we didn't want them to have fun. We wanted them to have a long life where they wouldn't be hurt. God did the same thing for us. And when we turn away from His Word and we just go out on our own, we are vulnerable to be hurt and destroyed. And we have watched this happen in our country. And I have watched you weep over the effects of what you're seeing right now. And the chaos that we've watched in the past months and weeks, where there is no nature's law or nature's God in place, you see chaos, death, destruction, and people rising up totally out of control. And only one thing can bring it back to normal, and that would be the truth of God, the wisdom of God, and the freedom that He offers. And that's what God's calling us to right now as believers, to show everybody in the nation and the world what harmony with the heart of God looks like.
What I've heard you share so beautifully right here, James, is talking about the body of Christ. We all serve the same loving God that created all of us, but He didn't make us all alike. I can't do what God's called James to do, but I can do to my best ability what God's called me to do. And that's to be a mate that loves you with all my heart, and one that sits beside him and helps him fulfill what God's called and put in his heart. You know, we've got 3 children, 11 grandchildren, and 7 beautiful great-grandchildren. And so that's where I relate to what you've been saying, James. You know, when our children were small and they were playing, I could walk out of the room in a few minutes, I'd hear this fighting and fussing and things, and I'd walk back in the room. The desire of my heart, as I feel like it, is God's. It says, stop it. Stop it. You're of the same family. You have the same father, the same mother. Let's play together. Let's love one another. And as recently, I was down in the floor with with 2 of our great-grandchildren, and we had Legos, and we were trying to find the parts and the pieces that go together. But you know what it showed me? We were working together, and we were having fun, and we were blessing one another because the joy was there. That's what God wants of His children. He wants us to work together with the different gifts He's given us to fit together and to show the world the difference in knowing a God that will help us and love us and desires the best for us. So can we do that as His children? Can we get together in all our different personalities, in all our different gifts, and let's say, let's move together and let's show the world a God that loves them so deeply.
Wow. Thank you. I hear Jesus in my wife. And when she's talking about the family, that's what God wants. And Betty, you know, when we would hear our grandchildren playing upstairs, or our children, and they're all having so much fun, and we would just smile because they were happy. That's what God wants to see here. And can I tell you this? Because I really do pray not only for our leaders, I've been praying with them at their invitation. We've got leaders right now that know there's one Father that knows best, and it's God. And if you're a Christian and you know this Father, you know He knows best, and you know He wants best for all of us. So I want you just to begin praying right now. God, bring the scattered parts of your body together in supernatural unity. Help us to submit to your headship, to your love, your compassion, your truth. And just pour out, this is our prayer, God, pour out your love freely and the peace that passes understanding all over the world. Would you pray that, Father? Would you bring the body parts together? Would you help us to quit amputating other parts because we disagree? Help us to find a reason to stand together for what's best for everyone. Your love, your wisdom, your truth, your care. And give us the spiritual awakening we need. Heal our land. in Jesus' name. You know, we're going to look forward to the time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus at Christmas. And it may seem strange to you that I even bring it up now. But we're going to ask you, and I'm going to hold up a little box of Christmas ornaments that Betty's now gotten so many, she said, I had to go get a little bit bigger tree so I could hang more of these little shoes because we've been collecting them by giving them. We give shoes and smiles to precious little children as a Christmas gift all over the world. And we're going to ask you to help us do that. I want to show you the need. And even as you're praying, God, heal our land, say, God, would you let me be a healing blessing of love to those precious little ones all over the world? And just show them that we noticed them and we care and we want to bless them. Watch closely and prayerfully. In a moment, I'm going to tell you what you can do to give shoes and smiles for Christmas.
It's been one of the most unique years in living memory, and it's not even over. But you have helped us hold firm in our commitment to share God's love in word and deed. Because you chose to love the overlooked, thirsty villages who lacked safe drinking water are now blessed with clean water wells. Because you chose to value the sanctity of life, hungry children have been saved from starvation through your gift of a daily bowl of food. And when we minister to the body, the door is open for us to minister to the soul.
Heavenly Father, we know you love Sadowat. We know he's created by you with your hands. And we place him in your hands today.
This upcoming Christmas, we want to give special attention to souls of a different kind. The souls of precious children's feet. Because good health starts from the ground up.
Some of these feet are so torn up, they're just bruised and scarred.
These are what unprotected feet look like. In developing countries especially, bare feet easily become infected and are deadly targets for hookworm, which threaten their very lives.
Some children have never owned a pair of shoes, so this is a happy day for these little guys. It's a happy day for us because we get to put them on their little precious feet.
This coming Christmas, we need your help to remind children like these that their lives have value. By protecting their health with a special gift they'll never forget, help us give the gift of Christmas shoes.
Well, I believe you want to do that. I'm just holding up one of the shoes right here, and children can wear them for quite a while, and they are very durable. We're giving away for any gift this beautiful little blue crystal shoe, and $36 will give 10 pairs of shoes to the children. And then here is the little box of shoes, and we're going to give this for gifts of $100 or more. And I pray with all my heart that if you can, and by the way, this is very, very, very beautiful, and I promise you, it'll become a conversation piece when people ask you, where did you get those little gifts? And you can tell them how it came to pass. And let me just mention this too. We didn't show it there, but we also give cleft palate surgeries and facial surgeries. And because the medical community that helps us makes it possible to do quite expensive surgery for $500, we can do cleft palate surgery or other facial surgery for $500, it would normally cost far more. You make a $1,000 gift, you've given two children smiles, or you've given them a lot of shoes. And we just thank you so much for that. I pray that if there's any way you can help us make this blessed time a real special deal and a gift for the children at Christmas, please do. We really do need, and you know, we felt the pressure of the pandemic and realize all over the world, the pressure that's come for need of food and other things has been great. And you've been amazing. And we're asking the Lord to just so touch our viewers that they'll say, God, can we do something really special this year? Because I can promise you there are many opportunities to put God's arms around the world he gave his son to redeem. Would you help us? Help the least of these. I really believe you will, and we've got gifts to bless you. But in love, you're giving an awesome gift. You are showing people the love of God by deeds, by acts and actions. Thank you so much for doing it.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we often take for granted, like a simple pair of shoes. Far too many children living in extreme poverty have never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections and disease that could lead to crippling consequences and even death. By responding today, you will help secure and make ready 150,000 Christmas shoes to be shipped and delivered to children around the world just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pairs. And a gift of $180 will help provide 50 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. As a thank you for your gift of support, be sure to request this beautifully crafted blue crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display at each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this keepsake boxed set of all Life's Christmas shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft lip or palate surgeries, and you may request the beautiful A Mother's Strength bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, I just asked Betty, you want to do the goodbye? She says, you're good at it. I want you to know, to me, she's the greater blessing every time. And some of you say, I just wish you'd just let her talk all the time. Well, if I told her that, she wouldn't be up here.
That's true.
She would not come. She is a sweetheart. Thank you for loving her. Thank you for helping us show others how much God loves them. You really enable us to do it, not just in word, but in deed. Thank you so much. Pray for our nation to have the spiritual awakening we so desperately need, and I think it's on the way. God bless all of you. Exalt him. Lift him up. Let people know he's the real difference maker.
Tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.